Hey everybody, this is Dave from the Ninja Outreach Podcast, where we talk with entrepreneurs about software, marketing, and blogging. I'm here with Brian from Small Business Ideas Blog. Brian, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful summer day in New England, and I'm happy to be chatting with you on the phone, man.
All right, great.
So, why don't you just kick it off? Tell us a little bit about yourself and, where you come from and how you got started blogging.
Okay, I'm Brian. I'm the owner of Small Business Ideas Blog, and I've basically been making a living online for over 10 years doing various things, mostly e-commerce. And I decided to get into blogging just to experiment with different SEO techniques. And I figured it was also a good way to start sharing what I've learned with other people. So.
That's interesting. So you've been here, I mean, you've been doing this for about 10 years now. How'd you get started?
Well, basically, I started on eBay, and I was selling fragrance oils on eBay for a couple of years, and that was after I had gotten laid off from my job. So it just seemed like it was a good time to start a business because you're still getting unemployment, and it's more comfortable. And I figured if I got another job, I might be stuck there for who knows how long, right?
For your
Because
life, basically, right?
yeah, basically,
That's
because
pretty much how it works.
yeah, once you get that paycheck coming in, it's hard to say to walk away from that
It's like an IV drip. So
try try
what were
something
you
I have no
working
idea
on?
about.
What were you working as before you got laid off?
I was an industrial engineer.
Okay, so you were an engineer, so you're kind of a technical guy, but you, I mean, did you had you ever been doing anything online before?
Nope.
Yeah, so you just
So
taking a
pretty much
shot.
no background in business or online business. So yeah, I basically just went for it.
Hey, that's the best strategy that I've ever heard of, frankly. Those are the
Yeah.
guys that succeed. So you decided to start with, selling some things on eBay. I think you said fragrance. How did you get in that? How'd it go?
It went okay. I mean, I started by just selling some of my stuff that I had that I didn't need, and it's like, hey, this is kind of cool, and just selling it junk and making money from it. So I started one of the things I noticed was selling pretty good was like perfumes and things like that. So I found a supplier that provided fragrance oils, and I just bought like the minimum order and started selling them, and then I just reinvested the money and just kept doing that for a couple of years.
So you identified what was a product that you felt was kind of selling well. There was an interest on eBay, and then you found a supplier and started buying up stock, and then you were selling it to, people who like perfume, right?
Yeah, basically. Yep.
And at this point, were you, making ends meet here?
It wasn't like I was making tons of money, but it was paying the bills and everything, and it was good. I was working from home,
Yeah.
so it's kind of cool. It's like, hey,
I'm doing my own thing here.
doing my own thing. Yeah, right.
And so where did that business go after a few years?
After a couple of years, I just got tired of well, it was a lot of work because I was packing and shipping everything myself. So, sometimes it'd be up to like 3 in the morning just packing, perfumes into like these envelopes and things. And then I'd take this big box to the post office, and I wasn't their favorite person.
Yeah, you were there every
So,
day. It's Brian with the
yeah, I was
perfumes
every day
again.
with like 30 packages, and there's a line behind me. So,
Yeah, where do you live, by the way? Is this like small town or a big city?
I live in South Jersey, so right outside of Philadelphia.
Okay. So eventually you got a little tired of that current business and you made a switch to what?
E-commerce. I was learning. I learned some SEO, and then I just decided that I would set up my own website. Sell baby shower party favors.
How
it's
do you
kind of
get?
random.
I really want to know. The funny thing to, for me is because you mentioned that you got started by selling your own stuff, and yet the two things you've mentioned were fragrance, perfumes, and baby shower stuff. So I'm kind of wondering how this was like your supply.
I just, I made a list of things I could sell, and I crossed everything else off, and that was what was left, basically. So I figured that was it was big enough that it could make money, but not so big that I might get, slaughtered being a total newbie to setting up my own website and selling stuff. So I just, that was my thinking behind it.
Right, so niche, but not too niche.
Right.
So the second time around, you it didn't sound like you went on eBay. You decided to set up your own store. So how did that, is that correct?
Yeah, that's what I did because, with eBay, it was like you just constantly have to list and relist things, and they keep changing stuff on there, and I figured it was about time I just tried something different. And with a website, once you put the product up, then it's there, and then you just keep adding more, and you don't have to worry about that kind of thing.
And again, you found a supplier for this, right?
Right, I found quite a few, and then I just started off with you don't have to have like 20 suppliers. You just some of the big ones, and those are usually the easiest ones to find. And yeah, I set up my website and did some SEO. And I think it was back in 2005 or so, or
So, yeah.
2004, maybe even.
So about 10 years ago, and I'm guessing the SEO that you were de doing then is probably different than the SEO you might try to do now.
Right, very different. Back then, it was what people would call spamming today. It was reciprocal linking mostly, where people would put up these directories. And just link to and just trade links of other businesses and things, and they would just put up these big link directories. With mine, I tried to just make it focused on baby stuff, so at least it would be kind of relevant. There are some other people that just had these huge, almost like
Yeah.
Dmoz. Where they're just linking out to everyone, and then that's, I think it's one of the reasons that got shut down, because but that's what I did back then, and it worked really well. So
Yeah, so it worked with the times. You were sort of capitalizing on the opportunity that was there. But eventually, it kind of went the way of the dinosaur. Is that what happened?
yeah, I did most of my SEO at the beginning, and after a while, it did kind of slow down, and it was partially because I didn't keep doing it, but it did change. And if I were to launch an e-commerce site now, I would do it very differently than back then. So I would probably maybe do content marketing and just real marketing to get publicity. So.
Something a bit more stable and hopefully with more longevity to it, right?
Right.
So eventually, I'm assuming this is where maybe a few other projects came up, but eventually you got into the Small Business Ideas blog, right?
Yeah, but that's just kind of still on the side. After that, I kind of to diversify outside of relying on Google, which is kind of what I've been doing with that e-commerce site. Because with an e-commerce site, you kind of need to have that SEO traffic. And it's still going. It still gets sales and traffic and stuff, but it's not as much as before. So one of the things I wanted to do to diversify outside of it was I started a web design business
Oh, cool.
where where I do websites for other people, and we mostly focus on WordPress because that's what
Most people are interested in.
right exactly. So that seemed like a good place to start. And so I'm doing that as well.
And what year did you kind of start that, just to give us some context?
I would have to guess around 2011.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, give or take. A couple years ago.
Yeah, it's been at least 3 years, maybe 4 even.
Okay, and how did you go about getting clients for that?
I started on actually Craigslist and Elance, which is actually and you know there's also like referrals from friends and things like that. Referral business is always nice because you know if you get referred by a friend then that's you know someone that's kind of already a warm prospect. And I did have friends that were kind of like in that tech space and things like that. So my first clients probably came from that. But yeah, Elance and Craigslist. Like Craigslist, you won't get a lot, but occasionally if you keep posting the ad, got a couple of good clients from there, surprisingly. But mostly, I mean, there's just so much stuff, garbage on there that it's just, you know, I just haven't focused on that a lot. But Elance is it's trickier than I guess a lot of people might think. There's just a lot of traps you can fall into. There's a lot of people that don't have money on there, so you just have to bid higher and let them reject you.
So what you're saying is, because I've been on Elance, but I'm always on the side of the person who's ordering. I don't even know what the word for that is, but you're on the other side, you're on the freelancer side, and a lot of people are they're trying to get the bargain deals, right?
Yeah. Well, I've been on both sides, and actually, I've been heavily done hiring and you know and job getting. So I've been I'm pretty familiar with both sides of it.
So what a, tell us a little bit about each side and the pros and the cons.
Well, I would say that a lot of I think I saw a survey out there that said I think 80% of freelancers don't use those sites because there's this perception that there's only people that are going to pay like $50 for a website and stuff like that. And there are a lot of people like that on there, but there are also like real companies that have that have like full-time employees and stuff that they're going to pay more money because they don't want someone from that doesn't know what they're doing. They'd rather pay more to have it done right. So basically you want to find those clients, so and you want to find clients that are going to give regular businesses and have real clients and not someone that is trying to start their first business and they only have $100.
So there's a lot of client reading that goes into it, where you're not just applying to every proposal, but you're trying to see and judge the person. Oh, do you think this guy could be a repeat customer? Do you think this guy could refer me to someone? Do you think this guy has, enough cash to actually, give some good money for what he's trying to pay for? Is that right?
Right. There's a good bit of that. So,
And I'm guessing, you kind of get the hang of this, right? You is that pretty much how it goes? You do this a few times, you start to notice from probably making a few mistakes.
it does take some time and some patience, but yeah, the good clients are out there. So, you just gotta keep going, and then if you get someone that's giving you regular work, then it's totally worth it. So,
And so now you're a few years down the line in that. Do you still use Elance to get clients, or you've moved beyond that and just kind of go springboard off referrals?
I still do, but eventually, I kind of have a feeling that will kind of take a backseat to some other things, especially as I've been experimenting with the content marketing on Small Business Ideas blog and just seeing when I started it was the intention was just to do outbound only and that type of strategy, but I think it would be foolish to continue to ignore, inbound, especially since that's where what my background is in. And so I am planning on using that for that business. And I think eventually that will eclipse, the need to use something like Elance.
So you're attempting to use your small business ideas blog as sort of a content marketing arm for your web design business. Is that correct?
No, I was gonna do something different on the web developer blog.
Oh, what blog is that? I'm not familiar with it.
Well, the site is webdeveloperseteterra.com, and there's a blog on there that has hardly any posts. So I'll probably be trying a different strategy on that than what I'm doing with Small Business Ideas blog. And that's going to involve posting more often, maybe promoting through social, but maybe not as on Small Business Ideas blog. The posts I've been posting on there have been pretty long because that works really well. But gonna try a little something a little different for web developers.
Got it. So you're going to try to change it up a little bit because the market's maybe a little bit different and different types of content marketing appeals to them. But it is content social marketing, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things I've really noticed as I've looked around at some of the other content marketing blogs is that, well, at first they all look kind of similar, but as I looked, paid more attention to it, the targeting is actually quite different. So some of them might be digital marketing focused, but they, for example, like the Kiss Metrics blog, their target customer is, it's not small businesses. I mean, it's a higher priced product, so they're targeting people at a more enterprise level that can afford their product. So their topics are more advanced.
Yeah, you notice there's a lot more technical writing, a lot more metrics involved, right, for sort of the advanced business.
Right. So it's more, it's not for like bloggers per se. It's more for like someone trying to run a team or something, or someone trying to use content to get people to ultimately buy their software product or something like that. And I kind of noticed because I've kind of been going back and forth with them about a post that I think they'll publish soon, but.
Oh, okay, neat. And so have you checked around at some of the other blogs associated with web design businesses and kind of gotten a feel for the arena and what you think works, what doesn't?
Yeah, I have. I have. A lot of them are local. They'll focus on the local markets. And a lot of them are using like footer links on the site. So they'll do a client site and then the client will have, designed by whatever, and then they'll link back to them. So.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, as a WordPress user myself, I definitely notice it. There's always a footer link on pretty much every theme I get, right?
Yep. And
And, go ahead.
yes, I've seen some theme developer companies, they do that, and it does help them, of course.
Yeah, for sure. And about the localization part, I mean, from someone who doesn't know, like myself, I would just assume, well, web design is done totally online. Why does that matter? So what, I mean, why would someone be trying to dominate their local market?
Well, a lot of people like to meet in person or, with the person that's developing their site. So, if you look at some, like job postings, even just on job boards, they want someone local. They want someone that they can, just that they can come in and talk to. So if you are targeting local businesses and you're actually in that area, then that can help you out. So a lot of people just like to be able to meet up.
Yeah, that makes sense. And yeah, I mean, for our product right now, Ninja Outreach, we've been designing it and we've been working with a guy in Thailand who's a designer. And it's obviously great to outsource and get the cheaper labor. However, there's a lot of problems, right, with someone who's so far away, and the time difference means that I only have a few hours really to talk with this guy every day. And some things I'm always sending screenshots and videos, and I would love to just be able to pop over to this guy's house and just show him what I'm looking for, you know?
Right, exactly. There's time differences. There's cultural differences, potential communication problems, and also differences with education and things like that too. So.
Yeah, for sure. So we got a few minutes left here, and I'd like to talk a little bit about your blog, the Small Business Ideas blog. I noticed you have a great roundup post right now on the homepage. You got 40 people to talk about content marketing. How do you get 40 insanely busy people to not just respond to you, but also give you a quality answer about the topic of your choice?
Well, I would say that I would say that it helps if you fill up your blog with great content beforehand and show them that you know how to promote it, because I've heard that some of these influencers, they can get 20 roundup requests or more in a week. So, and they're already really busy with other stuff anyways, and then they got other people, bugging them for these roundup requests. So if you make it look like your site is really a good place to be featured on, by filling it up with quality content and promoting it beforehand, then I think that helps out a lot. The other thing is prior engagement and relationship building can help out. And that can include things like just simply commenting on their blogs or email outreach. So, yeah,
So
things
what
like
you're
that are
saying
helpful.
is, you don't go in cold, right? You spend some time to try to get to know these people, comment on their blog, maybe, follow them on social media, exchange an email here or there. And then down the line, after you've proven yourself and proven the value of your blog, that, it has an engaged audience and it's going to be around for a long time, then maybe you hit them with kind of the question and you get a little influence or rub off, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely some cold outreach, because there's, it's hard to build relationships with everyone, and
Yeah.
there's as you go along, you actually discover more and more influencers that you didn't know about. So there's actually a good number of them out there, but they're all busy and things, and some of it's luck too, because you don't know what they're going to contribute. So, if you ask a lot of people, then hopefully some of them will contribute some really good stuff. And in this case, a lot of people did contribute some really great ideas. And I think that's one of the things that just makes it go viral, because you can have 100 influencers or so on a post, and if the quality isn't good, people aren't going to share it, keep sharing it out. So.
Right. So, have you, some of the big, what are some of the big wins you've had for your blog? Would you consider this sort of one of them, or, several other things that you've done?
Yeah, this was definitely one of them. Some of the other longer, like posts that I've done, particularly the keyword research tool post, where I basically try to list every possible keyword research tool I could find, and it ended up being 80 keyword research tools and ideas. That one has done really well as well. So.
And have you found that it does well organically as well, like sort of long term?
Yeah, that's probably, yeah, it has done really well organically. So,
Yeah, it's definitely a bit of a trend. I have a post on my blog. It's called 500 Ways to Make Money Online. It's a very in-depth list post. And I found that represents probably 80% of my organic traffic that the blog gets. And it does very well in the search engines for a good term. So as you're saying, it definitely pays to invest in writing some quality content, and going in depth on the topics, right?
yeah, 500. That's pretty intense there.
Yeah, I'll have to send it to you afterwards. So
Yeah, I'm wondering how long it was.
it's about 15,000 words, I think. So it's a
Okay.
long one.
It's a book.
It basically is a book that was published for free online.
Yeah.
So what are some of the other tips that you have for content marketers out there trying to grow, their blog?
I would say, do it the hard way because anything that's easy, everyone else will do. People are going to naturally want to shy away from anything that involves hard work. So that means taking the time to write quality contents and, doing research, checking backlinks, and doing email outreach. I mean, everyone's going to tweet it out, on their Twitter accounts and things like that. But, well, most people will. Some people won't even do that, but.
Yeah, well, you take what you can get, right? So, what'd you say? If you're trying to differentiate yourself, there's just so many blogs out there. You got to go the hard way, right?
Right.
Do you know any quick wins? I mean, I can't name too many.
Quick wins. Well, sometimes you might get lucky and just publish something that hits a keyword that no one's thought of.
Yeah.
I've had that happen, but I would say the best tip is just to create content that is better than everyone else's or at that top level. And once you do that, it's just a matter of reaching enough people.
Yeah.
And if all you do is just create, top quality content, and even if you kind of suck at promoting it, you try, over time, people will find out about you, and then they'll hop on board, and eventually, it's gonna pay off. And so, building relationships is also important. So, get in the habit of linking out, showing other people's good content, and I'd say guest posting is still probably one of the best ways to get noticed. And that may sound like old news, and I noticed that when people write about guest posting, it doesn't seem to be popular anymore but it still works really well. And the most important thing is to be consistent and keep going. So
Yeah, if you're, for the people that are listening, maybe it sounds simple, like a simple formula. Oh, I'll just, write quality content and connect with people, and there you go. But, writing quality stuff, in this day and age is pretty hard, right? There's a lot of people who are writing quality stuff. You're trying to write the best stuff out there, and then, you're trying to promote as well, and it's not easy, but it can be done, right?
yep, it sure can. And even if you're just starting out, if you do that, you just take the time to make something really good, then you're gonna stand out from everyone else.
For sure. You know what, Brian, I'm gonna call it here. And it was absolutely a pleasure having you on the show today. Tell us again where we can find you.
My blog is at smallbusinessideasblog.com. So that's where I blog.
In the web design business?
Web developers, etc. etc.com.
Great, and we will put all this in the show notes, of course, if you are looking to hire a talented web designer like Brian and learn some great content marketing tips from his blog. You should definitely check him out. Thanks again, Brian, for being on the show. It was great meeting you.
Right, it's great talking to you.
All right, see you, Brian.
All right, later.